Hello?
Hi, is this Daisy?
Yes, this is she.
Hey, Daisy, this is Reuben Goldstein at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good. I was just reviewing your call with Lena. We spoke earlier. I'm the underwriting supervisor here, and I just wanted to talk to you. We don't like to have our relationships be, aggressive or conflict, have any conflicts in them. And I just wanted to speak to you and kind of figure out what you're trying to do. I'm not really the salesperson. That's Lena's job. But I want to talk to you and figure out what you're trying to accomplish to see if the product we provide is a good fit for your business. So do you have a minute?
Yes.
Okay. So the first thing, and I think you have questions about UCCs, you have questions about the legalese, the language of the contract, interest rates. And what I don't want Lena to do, and what I won't, actually won't allow her to do, is to kind of go down a path of turning this into a car sale. The reason is that we're not going to start a potential loan relationship because it's our funding with a relationship where a customer is not happy. So what I want to do is start from ground one, give you some information on how these files work, because I know you've applied for a lot of these loans, and give you the information you need to do to make the best decision for your business, okay?
Yes.
And you have applied for a lot of these loans, correct?
I have filed what?
You've applied for a lot of these cash loans, correct?
Apply a lot.
You
Few, not a lot. Yeah.
I see over six inquiries on your credit just for these loans in the last month. That's why.
Okay, six, right?
At least the minimum, just off Experian. Oh no, I'm sorry. That's five. Five off Experian. I'm sorry, not including ours. So six including ours. But this is just off Experian. So my assumption is that your credit's been ran a lot more places. So what I want to do is kind of step back, not be aggressive, not sell you a product, and walk you through the process. So do you have a pen handy?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the first thing is, and we're the things that we're going to address is the UCC, the price of the loan, the cost of the loan, and the renewal, and the legalese. So the first thing is the UCC. We generally have our contracts say putting in a UCC. The reason why we're putting a UCC, and we generally do not file this unless you default. I can tell you why we don't file it. Because once we file a UCC, it's nothing to do with you. It's nothing to do with us, it's to do with you. If we put a UCC on your business, the harsh reality is we've been in business for 12 years, but I'm assuming you get a lot of calls for working capital from a lot of different companies and a lot of mailers, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what happens. When we put a UCC on your business, you're going to get a million people calling you a day trying to give you additional funding on top of ours to violate our contract. And so we typically, on this file, don't put a UCC unless there's a default. But that's something I'm telling you. Someone could put a UCC on your business, and generally the reason why UCC is put, it's not to screw you over. It's to make sure that if you get another loan, that lender knows that we have a filing on the business. Because what happens is these loans are done in real time. There's no title like in the house with doing real estate. And what we see a lot of is we see a lot of customers come in and they have five or 10 of these loans. We live in the real world, and I'd like to tell you that customers won't get another loan on top of our loan, but it happens all the time. So you've got to be okay with the UCC. I'm assuming you have other UCCs on your business with your bank loans, correct?
Yeah, for
Okay.
my regular, yeah.
Yeah, so if you already have a UCC for the blanket lien, we'd be by nature what's called second position. That's for all intents and purposes, this is a cash loan because we're not specifying specific equipment as collateral. We're not looking at your collateral to fund this loan. We never asked you for a collateral list. So this is truly a loan based on cash flow, and your pers and the fact that we think you'll pay. The second thing is the cost of the loan.
So the bottom line is you will file UCC or you will not file
We
UCC.
have the right to. We
Yeah,
typically do not, but we have the right to. Just like everyone else does, they have the right to file one.
but the UCC filing you file, you cover all our assets, including our trademark or whatever. So
It's
that those we.
called a blanket lien if we choose to file
I
it.
know. So that's why we don't accept that this blank lien. That that's.
Okay. Daisy, you already have a blanket lien on your business, correct? You already have a UCC, you said, with your credit line.
Yes.
Okay, so we already know about that. So we're going to be in nature by second position. If there's already the way UCC work, I'm actually very knowledgeable of this. And what I don't want to do is I don't want to start chasing things and giving you a $50,000 loan with no UCC and going through all these different things. The reality is, if you already have a blanket lien, that encumbers all your assets. We are in second position. I just want to walk you through the steps. The second thing you had was a question on interest rates, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to step back, tell you what we provide, because I monitor the phone calls, and you're telling Lena 12%, and she's trying to give you another product, which I don't know if you're interested in. So we have a few different ways to slice this. Here is, do you mind if I give you my opinion?
Sure, of course. Yeah, you are professional. So
yeah, I've been with her firm for 9 years, so I appreciate that. So
yeah. There
are a lot of companies that are going to try to earn your business by lowering your interest rate by 1%. It's a stupid idea, and it never helps a customer. If you borrow $100,000 and if you pay back 120 versus 121 or 122, it doesn't make a difference. The program that Lena sent you for the weekly payments, here's the reason I think this is a more appropriate product. And we approved you for a similar product before. This is just a better deal. Do you have that contract in front of you or no?
Yes, in my file. Yeah.
Okay. Here's how these loans work in general. People borrow more money. And what you're doing is, if you do one of these loans, you're committing to pay the money back. So if you borrow $100,000, and I know it sounds attractive to you, and let's say you pay back $121,000 over a year. What that means is, in 6 months, if you need more money, you're still going to owe us $60,500. And if you need to borrow more money, the vast majority of that money, which is prepaid interest, is going to be rolled into the next loan. So you're really not paying 20 or 21% over a year. You're really paying 20 or 21% over 12 months. And I'm not a big fan of giving people these super cheap loans, because I know when they come back, they're not going to benefit. The program that we submitted you for, and that's only a 12 or 15 month term. I'm sorry, give me... The program that we approved you for allows you, and did you read the renewal kind of verbiage on that contract or no? Daisy?
Yes?
Did you read the renewals information on your contract or no?
No, not yet, because I just general read all those, the collateral interest, the secured interest, all those, and that's a scare me away.
Well, there's nothing to be scared about, by the way. You have to understand that someone's going to give you a cash loan. We do have the right to file a UCC. If you stop paying us, we're going to file a UCC. And there is nothing wrong with the UCC. We're already in second position. For all intents and purposes, this is a cash loan, because if this is a collateral-based loan, we would have asked you for your collateral list. We haven't asked you for it. That's why it's a cash loan. But one thing I want to go over is the renewal aspect. If you do a renewal with our company on the loan offer that you were approved for, what happens is, if you fund a new loan with us and use the proceeds to pay off your next loan, all the interest is forgiven on that remaining aspect. And that's in your contract. So that's really the most advantageous thing of this product. Regarding the loan that you have offered you, we offered you a $100,000 loan that's a 133 payback over 18 months. So that means it's 33% on the dollar over 18 months. So that means per year, it's about 21%. And so for a year and a half, it's 33%. My opinion is that offering you a loan that is longer term, has the weekly payments that you want, is a better avenue than us trying to shove something down your throat. I don't think, with all due respect, I think you and Lena are kind of yelling at it. Well, she's yelling at you on the phone, and I don't think it's the right way to earn your business. I think it's better for you to
Nobody yelling, okay?
No, she's talking through you, because she wants to say, and look, I like Lena, she works with me, she's a great person. But sometimes salespeople...
She is a very good lady.
But sometimes salespeople... You don't need to bring a salesperson into it. You need to understand the customer. So what I want, because if you're asking for 12%, no one can provide you a 12% loan per year for cash. It doesn't exist. It's impossible. So if that's something you're looking for, that's nothing that we have the power to do. It doesn't exist in the marketplace, regardless of what someone tells you.
Okay.
I think what's really important here is to understand really what you want to do and kind of focus around
the... I didn't see any renewal paragraph.
Okay, so can you bring up that contract?
Any. Yeah, it's in front of me.
Okay, so let's bring this up. Give me a second. Give me 1 second. And you don't see a renewal paragraph? I'm sorry, you don't see a renewal paragraph?
No, in which paragraph?
Okay, let's bring this up. So, let's see. It should be there. And if you have an issue with the origination fee, what I can do is before you sign these documents, I can see if we can waive that. It's typically done on this term, but I can see if we can waive it. But do you see on the bottom where it says renewals? It's on the bottom of the first page.
Bottom of the first page?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not on the country. It's right under the first page. Renewals. Okay.
Yes, this is part of your contract. It is part of the contract. It says renewals. The remaining unpaid interest on this loan will be eligible to be forgiven by the lender, us, if borrower U is current on its scheduled weekly payments with respect to this loan. And while this loan is outstanding, borrower enters into a business loan and security agreement for a new qualifying term loan with lender, a portion of the proceeds of which is used to repay this loan full. So let me translate that to you. If you owe us the remaining interest on the loan, if you renew with us, we'll forgive the remaining interest if you get a new loan with us on the same program. This program is better for you because there's a significant chance you will renew the loan. But what I want to do is, I don't want to have us sell you a product that you don't need. How much money are you realistically looking for?
Like right now, you can only approve for around $100,000.
That's not true. We have a lot of different approval windows. My opinion is that with these loans, it's really good to understand the customers. The customers can tell us what they want. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong. Just like I'm sure some of your customers are right and some of your customers are wrong, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure you have customers that ask you for pricing that is impossible, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's wrong, it's what they want. The question I would ask you is, how much money are you looking for right now?
Yeah, I told Nina in the beginning, I'm looking for $200,000. But all the offer I got is around $100,000. So I thought that's the maximum you can do.
Well, here's kind of the kind of answer. There's a lot of different moving parts in loans. It's not just one program. Do I know programs that you'll qualify for more than $100,000? Yes, I do. But you're not going to like the rates. You think these rates are expensive? You haven't seen anything yet. And so I think if you want to stay in a good program that's competitively priced and actually is very fair, that $100,000 is the best bet. And here's the reason. Anytime you go above about 10% of your gross sales, the loan becomes much riskier. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you have good credit, that's good. I mean, look, I have perfect credit. My credit's impeccable. My dad has perfect credit. But if my dad asked me for a business loan, I'd tell him to leave me alone because he doesn't have a business and he'd be a new business and he'd be risky. The same thing is true for you. If you go above $100,000, the risk goes up. And when the risk goes up, the interest rate goes up. And so I think that if you're looking to, unless you're desperate for the money, I think doing a loan that's probably around $100,000 the first time out is very reasonable. But if you can show that you can grow really quickly, we can explore other avenues in the future.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a question about these renewals. Okay,
sure.
So you will forgive all the remaining the interest, right? Then we enter into a new loan, right?
Well, I'm going to be very specific. There's a lot of different programs. So you can't predict the future, okay? So this program caps out around $100,000. But who knows what the future holds? So you might come to us in 3 months. Like I said, we live in the real world. I'm a professional, but I'm also a realist. So we have customers that come to us in 3 months and say, our business has, I understand like your husband was injured for part of the year. That was what was causing your sales to go down, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you could come to us in 3 months and say, hey guys, I've got a huge order coming in. I need $250,000. My bank, I'm doing $300,000 a month.
Yeah, that happened. Like last year, we have the 2 million order from Costco.
Okay. So there's a lot of different avenues that could happen. And who knows what the future holds. But my opinion is, right now, you need certain pricing. You don't need a promise of the future. So we have a few different options. 18 months at a 133, just to put in perspective, let me give you industry averages. On most loans, if you borrow $100,000 over 18 months, you're going to pay back about $145,000. It's not a ripoff. It's what the cost of money is. So on this loan, it is significantly cheaper than the market. What the renewal means is this. Once you have paid 50% of the loan back, so about, I think that's probably close to 10 or 11 months, you can apply for more money. Any amount of interest that you owe us on this loan, if you qualify for the same loan and you choose to move forward, let me give you an example. Let's say that, I'm just going to give you some numbers. This has nothing to do with your specific loan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, these loans are commitments to pay back the full amount of money. So let's say you came to us and said, hey, look, guys, I'm looking to do, to borrow, I'm, you know, I owe you guys $40,000. And $10,000 of that is interest and $30,000 is principal. Well, if you qualify for a new loan on this same program and you use, and let's say that new loan is $100,000, well, what do you have to do to get that new $100,000 loan? Well, you have to pay off your existing loan. And your existing loan is $40,000. But basically, the deal we'll cut you is, we'll say, well, look, hold on. $40,000 of this is the total balance. But since only $30,000 is principal, we're going to waive that $10,000 of remaining interest. But that's how the renewal works. Most companies are going to charge you the full amount. They're just going to roll in that other $40,000 of prepaid interest. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But let me kind of give you the flip side. Like I said, I've been doing this for 9 years. I've been with our company for 9 years. You could call us, Daisy, in 3 months and say, look, I don't care about saving $10,000. I need $250,000. What can you do for me? Let's go. And so at that point, you might just want to have to pay off this loan or get another loan. And so what we also offer on this loan is a 5% discount on remaining interest. My whole opinion is that this is the most attractive offer right now, once I figure out the origination fee, but this is the most attractive offer right now.
Okay. But the renewals, you didn't mention the after how long? 6 months?
This all goes back to what you want. So that's the thing. It's all going back to what you want. That's the bottom line. So renewals are about halfway in from paid in. So on an 18-month term, half your payback is around 9 or 10 months. That's when you can apply.
So you didn't mention half here. So
yeah, because that's not half of 18 months. It's half of the payback. So whatever it takes, if you're paying back 133, it's typically 50%. So it's once you paid back $66,500. Does that make sense?
Yes, I do. In words on here, you didn't mention, and when I pay off the half, and I can... So to schedule some to apply for a new loan and get this forgiving interest?
No, it's put in your documents. It says a renewal. It says it clearly.
Lending
it says,
and pay interest on this loan will be eligible to forgiven by lend if borrower is current on its scheduled weekly payment with respect to the loan, and while this loan is outstanding, borrower enter into a business loan and secure the agreement for new qualified term loan with lender, a portion of the proceeds of which is used to repay the loan in full. But you didn't mention the when I can do this.
I just told you it's 50% typically of the paid in. Look, here's the thing. I think what you want, and forgive my bluntness, you're and I can understand because I've been in the same shoes. You're not going to get exactly what you want. You're not going to get you're not going to get a cash loan, have everything we really want. You're not going to get any guarantees. No one on a cash loan is going to say, I'm going to guarantee you can apply. I can send you an email.
Okay, okay. So that means I can apply and
Yeah, of course.
Add your description to see, okay, we can do this or not. Okay, I got it.
If you qualify, yeah. I mean, look, we're not going to tell someone. Daisy, let me kind of give you the side, which is not, like I said, I'm not in the sales, I'm underwriting side, but I used to be in the sales side. A lot of these loans default. A lot of people don't pay us. This is cash. There's a lot of people that shut off their bank account. Just because you have good credit doesn't mean anything right anymore. I have customers that used to work with me that borrowed millions of dollars and just didn't pay. And I have a lot of customers that borrowed tens of millions of dollars that did pay. But no, no one's going to, I can email you something that says you can apply for a renewal in X number of months, that you'll get an email from our renewals department, but no one's going to tell you that you're going to be guaranteed to get a renewal because it's illegal. It's like telling someone that they can be guaranteed to be refinanced. It's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole problem with the housing market, because people told customers, look, you're going to refinance, don't worry about it. No, absolutely false. No one's allowed to do that. Yes, you can apply for a renewal in the halfway point. Typically, if you have good credit and you're paying us, you're going to get approved. And if you're not paying us, you're not going to get approved. But no one is allowed to tell you that you can definitely get a renewal approval in 9 or 10 months, because that's just, who knows, your business cannot be open in 9 or 10 months. There's too many unknowns. Too many.
Okay. So you say this one is the best, which you say, which is...
Well,
or how about the Nina gave me the other ones, like a line 60 for 15 months?
I think Lena is scrambling to make you happy to preserve a sale. If you're going to renew, that program's not good for you, and that's a daily payment. It goes back to day one. It's I guess I put it this way. Customers, do they buy one coat from you, or do they buy in bulk?
They buy, depends on which customer. If the consumer, they buy one by one. But if
okay.
I sell to Saks, Nordstrom is a bulk.
Okay, bulk. Okay. Do you sell those, or do you have salespeople sell those?
Our website sell to consumer piece by piece, but we are wholesaler, so we sell bulk to all the customers.
But are you the sales rep, or do you have an employee who's a sales rep?
We have the sales rep.
Okay,
correct.
Let me give you an equivalent. Let's say your salesperson is writing a $100,000 order for coats, okay? And he comes into you, or she comes into you and says, hey, Daisy, you know, this order's for $100,000. And this customer will do the deal if we get it down to $92,000. So you say, hey, what? I've got enough profit in it, $92,000. And then the customer comes and says, well, we've got to do it in this style. And then eventually you're saying, look, do you want the coats or not? You're not trying to be rude, but you're saying, hey, look, this, you shouldn't, if you have the need for the coats, you should buy them, but you shouldn't buy them if you can't sell them. In my opinion, the loan that Lena offered you is a good loan, but it's not the best if you want to renew. If you want to renew, this loan is better. Additionally, this loan has weekly payments and the other loan does not. So what I think is the most appropriate course of action is to me see if I can waive the origination fee and then give you a call back if you're interested in moving forward.
Okay. And also those the agreement words is making me uncomfortable for all those, like even including our trademark, all those. So
By the way, this, let me kind of put you at ease, and I think the problem is you don't know who you're dealing with. Can you go in front of a computer by any chance?
Any other computer?
Yeah, can you go in front of a computer, please?
No, use my computer. I don't use other computer.
No. Are you on your computer right now?
Yes, I'm on. I'm looking at the agreement.
All right, Daisy, what's your email?
Daisy@rainforest.com.
Daisy@rainforest.com?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Daisy?
Yeah, daisy@rainforest.com. And also, because I thought we are deal with the bank of
Can you check your email real quick?
Check your email right now?
Yeah, I just sent you an email. I just sent you a link. Can you open it? Can you click on that link, please?
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Google Bank.
Yeah.
Cardiff.
Yeah, and you're signed into Gmail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you go down and look at the reviews? Do you see the reviews?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see where it says like Shannon Walton?
Reviews, you mean the Shannon Walton?
Yeah, that's the first review. So those are customers that I personally work with. You can read about this customer and their experience working with me.
That's why I contacted with Bank of it, because I learned all those from your website, of all those testimonials and all those which
These are real customers, Daisy. I don't mean to cut you off, that I've worked with. And I think this is kind of what you need to be told, because I'm not really on the sales side.
Mm-hmm.
It is scary to borrow money. You are talking about $100,000. That is a lot of money. This is not a real estate loan. It's $100,000. You go missing pretty quickly. I think your issue is you want to make sure you're working with someone that's not going to rip you off. And the reality is that you don't know what the best deal is. Best is a moving target. Is best the fastest loan? Is best the shortest loan? Is best the biggest loan? Is best the best interest rate? Is best the renewal? There's a lot of ways to define best. That's the truth of the matter. It's not, you got a lot of different moving aspects. So you're asking me for my opinion, and I'm going to give you my opinion. You've got a few different offers here. I have another approval for you for $100,000, but you're not going to like the terms. The renewal aspect is the same, but you're not going to like the terms. It's more of an expensive loan. And so in my opinion, this is kind of my thought. You got some volatile bank statements. That doesn't mean it's undoable. It's just volatile bank statements. So I have to give my opinion if you ask for it. This is the best loan for you if you're okay with $100,000 for the first time out.
Okay.
That is the bottom
and
line.
Also, my question is, this is Marlin Business Bank. The fund come from the Marlin Business
Correct.
Bank?
Correct. Marlin's a partner of ours. We originate the loan. They actually will collect all the payments. They're a publicly traded company.
Mm-hmm.
They're publicly traded, so they're pretty legitimate.
And can I cross out the paragraph in the agreement which I don't feel comfortable, like including our trademark or those or whatever, so then we can show?
I don't know if they'll accept it, but I think you can try, and then I can see if I can push it through, and if I can't, I can't, but I can always try. What's the harm in trying?
Okay. So you will try to waive the initial fee.
I'm gonna see if I can waive the origination fee and give you a call back within 2 hours before you sign anything. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Sure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye bye. Bye bye.